It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yes, Brian Mulroney passed away yesterday at the age of 84. He was, of course, prime minister from 1984 until 1993. As I said earlier, he came in. He was given a majority government, one of the biggest majority governments there is. And then he left with the lowest approval numbers in polling history in 1993. Crazy. So he went in very popular, came out very unpopular. That seems to be... That's common for politicians. Mm-hmm. That's why they usually go get out. But it's he also he came in right after Pierre Elliott Trudeau. So some people, I mean, this is familiar territory here, right? Doesn't this seem like a little bit of a Twilight Zone thing? Because you've got a Trudeau, and then you have a conservative, somebody who was a conservative that was hugely popular. All right.
Yeah.
And polling very well, that came in at the exact same time. Like
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
no, I know what you're
saying. It's very, yesterday was like, this could repeat itself. Yeah, but we'll, man, it's, anyway, he was 84 years old. So, old enough, but not that old.
Yeah, 84 is still, it's a decent life.
Yeah, and let's face it, he had a very, very interesting life. He was Illuminati for sure.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm. What about him?
Well, he's now on the board of directors for the WWE parent company, TKO Group Holdings. All right?
Makes sense.
Big businessman.
He is a very good businessman.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the deal... Part of him becoming, a spot hole, I don't know, whatever you call it. He's on the board of directors. Part of him getting involved in that was he was actually granted control of the rights to everything about him in the WWE. So he now owns the term and the name The Rock.
Makes sense.
He also owns certain phrases.
Like?
He now owns the term... Candy ass.
What is one of the most important rock bands of all time? Orgy going to do?
Yeah, they have a song called Candy Ass. Is that
true?
I've never heard it before.
But. Yeah, I think that might even be the name of their album.
That's a lie. I saw them live. I'm a big fan.
I'm gonna type in orgy band.
I mean,
just so everyone knows at work.
I mean, it's not that huge a deal. I'm
not just typing in orgy.
Okay, good idea. Jabroni. The term jabroni.
Okay, that one is not good, because word's been around for a long time.
Owns it now. Also, the name Rocky Maivia.
Okay.
Team Corporate.
Candy Ass was the name of the album, too.
Okay. Rock. I mean, we're not really that concerned with orgy here.
Well, one of us is.
Rock Nation.
Nah.
The Nation.
Nah.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Okay, sure.
The Samoan Sensation. The People's Elbow. Rock Bottom.
Can
Rock Copolix. Pips. No, that one's not on there. The People's Champion. The Most Electrifying Man in Sports and Entertainment. And this one I love. The term Rudy Poo.
What? I don't know if I've even ever heard that before.
You haven't?
No.
Take him down Jabroni Boulevard with his Rudy Poo candy ass. He used to always do. Rudy Poo candy ass.
Right. Yeah. I totally forgot about that one.
Rudy Poo is so good. In fact, if I have another child, which I won't because I have a vasectomy, but if I do, your name will be Rudy Poo McDonald.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This story makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I think it'll make most guys sick to their stomach.
Okay.
A man in Germany was found in his house with his penis severed. Now, here's the thing. Neighbors phone cops. This is in Germany. Early hours of Tuesday morning, about 2 a.m., police arrived. Because the neighbors called because they heard a lot of groaning in the house. Painful groaning.
Oh, boy.
And the homeowner, 66, the cops burst in, and they found him there with his genitals missing.
Yeah.
And they're still missing. They can't find them.
Oh, boy.
His wife was not home at the time.
Yeah.
So one thought is it could be her. The other thought is that the dog ate it. That's right. The dog ate the man's genitals.
She's giving the old "my dog ate the homework" story.
It could be that.
Yeah.
They haven't interviewed her yet, but she is being considered a suspect.
Right.
Police are still looking for leads. Well, actually, and tips. Anyway.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, the Jack Russell Terrier-sized dog apparently could be to blame for this as well. Jack Russell Terriers they got a bite on them.
I'm telling
you. Sharp little teeth.
This is why I don't like playing with rope toys or with my dog. It's like all it takes is for me to get out of the shower sometime and him to be like, oh, the rope toy. And I go, no.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So there's lots of talk still with the Nintendo Switch 2 coming out. It's apparently, it should be ready to come out here next year. Widely reported to be coming out next year. Was supposed to be this year.
Was supposed to, yeah.
And then they keep saying, oh yeah, they could launch in 2022.
Yeah.
And they keep pushing it back and back and back and back. And
Nintendo
now,
Switch is good for kids. Like if you're gonna have a video game console for kids,
that's the one.
The Switch is the one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great for adults too. Because I'm not a big gamer, but I like Nintendo Switch because I don't play any of those. You can still play first shooter games on there.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I don't play a lot of that. There's not a lot of sports games though. On the Switch. Well,
like
there
golf
is.
And stuff like that. Yeah, there are some.
And I play golf.
But NHL
on it.
Isn't on there.
No, NHL's not on there. But I mean, the real sport game is Mario Kart or NHL 94.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently now the rumors coming out is that the Nintendo Switch 2 is going to be more powerful than an Xbox or as powerful as an Xbox Series S. So that's the one that you don't insert the discs or anything, right? That's just the download one, the Series S.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... Well, like my... lots of PlayStations, you don't have the disc drives either.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Series S, I'm surprised, and maybe, I don't know, when they first came out, we got the Series X. Mm-hmm. It had the 1 terabyte of storage on it.
La-dee-da.
I know.
Fancy pants.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Series S doesn't have as much storage, though.
Mm.
I don't think. Anyway, maybe they've come out with it, and there's external storage you can use as well, right? Mm. But according to Nintendo to insiders, it's been done since 2022, and it will be as powerful as an Xbox Series S.
I'm still mad at Xbox. I'm still mad at Microsoft.
Why? What have they ever done to you?
Because I bought my Xbox One, and I bought the HD DVD drive that came along with it. I spent all that money on it. On HD DVD, because HD DVD was the wave of the future.
No.
I even went and bought some nice HD DVDs. I bought Full Metal Jacket.
They're probably worth money now.
I don't know. I threw them out.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So if there were to be a zombie apocalypse, how do you think you'd do? I know we've talked about this before.
I'd do fine.
You think, hey?
Of course I would.
I would die immediately.
Why?
Because I'm a weakling. Now.
You'd be fine.
No, I'm too soft. And I'm good eating.
Well.
Yeah.
I would push you down and I'd run.
Yeah, of course you would. And I would expect nothing less. I'd get it. So they've recently done a new study. And by they, I mean, I don't know.
Someone.
Yeah. The safest province to survive an apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Northwest Territories came in number one because of
That's
their lack
province.
Of population. It is, actually. Well, it's a territory. Mm-hmm. You're right, actually. Yeah. So Northwest Territories came in. Number one, because of their lack of population. Same with Nunavut. Same with Yukon. All right. So those three are the top three provinces. Although I'll tell you this. If bears can turn into zombies, they're in trouble.
Oh, moose?
Zombie moose? Could you imagine? Be terrifying.
Crazy.
And then fourth on the list, I don't know about... They say Ontario.
There's so much population there.
But the reason is because of their availability, their hospitals, their access to supermarkets, and access to water.
Whatever.
Typical. I bet you this is done in Ontario. This whole Manitoba came in next because of their amount of military bases.
And knives.
And knives, for sure.
Yeah.
I think you're born with a knife in your hand.
Yeah.
Which makes labor really horrible.
It does.
And Saskatchewan came in right after Manitoilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at, I don't know what the number was, but...
42.59.
They say Saskatchewan had... It was because of the amount of registered firearm owners.
Oh, yeah.
Alberta came in a couple down from that.
Second last.
And they say they don't really talk about Alberta's advantage or disadvantage at all. They kind of gave up after Newfoundland and Labrador. That was it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I want to talk about the color of your pee, Evan.
Well, I know that when it's real yellow, I've been drinking heavily and could use some water.
Yeah, well, there's an article I'm currently reading, because this is what I do during our show. An article put out by a urologist talking about how much people should drink and what their urine should look like.
It shouldn't be clear. It should have a tinge of yellow.
That's right. It shouldn't be entirely clear, because there is such a thing as overhydration, diluting those vital electrolytes.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. They call it water intoxication, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want too much. They say urine should be clear enough to read a book or text through, but don't pee on your phone.
Well, that makes sense.
What, not to pee on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to drop it in the toilet either.
That's true. You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
One or two?
Pre-two.
Oh.
Thank goodness. So how much water should people drink? Well, they say on average, guys should drink about 3.7 liters a day of fluid.
Okay.
And women should drink 2.7 liters of fluid. But it is based on weight.
Right.
So they say, you know, you look at how much you weigh. It should be 30 milliliters of fluid per 2.2 pounds. How much you weigh, okay?
Okay.
30
okay.
milliliters of fluid per 2.2 pounds. So a guy like me, I mean, I'm just may drink more than a guy like you.
But you know? Not alcohol.
No. Water.
Oh, okay.
But remember, there's water, and that's another thing to remember. There's water in more than just water. There's hydration in more than just water.
There's water in the coffee that we had this morning.
I mean, coffee is a diuretic.
There is water in the alcohol that I might have
tonight or tomorrow is a diuretic.
There's water in the pop that you're probably consuming right now. Maybe you're having your breakfast orange crush right now.
You know, I just drink water.
Chad and Evan, daily.
I had a physical yesterday.
Chad had fingers in his butt.
That's the thing I was wondering. I was like, is this going to happen today? Is this my day? Because I just hit 40. So
yeah.
I was like, maybe this is when they do that, the old...
That's what they say. You know, they don't have to do that anymore, technically. You get other tests for it.
I think they like to.
I think you like to.
Not against it. So, you're older than I am.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't had it done?
Not by a doctor.
At the bus stop, though, you had it done
once. Oh, man, you know it.
Yeah, well, things get rowdy.
So I went in for a physical. The last time I went in for a physical, my doctor at the time, I'm sitting in the room waiting for him. I'm looking around, and I see the jelly sitting there.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, I look up on the wall, and I see extra large gloves, and I quivered.
You're like, oh, picking a doctor that's 6'4 was a mistake.
He is a very tall man. So I was like, oh, my God. But that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No. And I just want to let everybody know that apparently I'm not going to die.
What? Well, you will.
Well, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like all of us.
Well, I mean, there's no proof of that, but okay. But everything looks okay. The doctors,
good.
I got the old clear bill of health.
Well, that's good.
She did say that I'm diagnosed. I have been diagnosed with one thing, though, Evan.
Oh, here we go.
It's called the fat.
Oh.
And then she said, if you could be less of that,
that would be good. Sometimes. You know, it's
but
okay.
I'm big boned.
Well, that's the thing.
I told her, I said, I'm big boned. I can't do nothing about my bones.
And did she tell you that being big boned is a lie? That's just something that someone made up?
Yeah, she said, no, you're fat.
It's just like people that say it's not the size that counts. It's the motion on the ocean.
Those people, they're not bringing a lot to the party.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I feel very lost this morning.
Yeah.
Because I actually have like stuff I need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot my phone at home.
Yeah, and it's like a phantom limb. You keep reaching over where you keep your phone usually, and you keep reaching over in after every break, and you're like, oh, it's not there.
Well, because there's TikTok I got to watch.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's the big thing.
That is, you were watching TikTok, so I was like, oh, I can't even watch TikTok.
I was actually really shocked that you got here and you said, I forgot my phone at home. I was like, you didn't turn around and get it?
Yeah, I didn't realize until I got to work.
That's why.
Yeah. And so I had to message my wife and say, hey, sorry, my wife.
And my wife.
And say, hey, if you actually need to get a hold of me, you better message me on here. And then she texts me, call me. It's like, I'm calling you? I can't call you. Well, no,
we have landlines here.
Hey, you don't need to hear about it, though. Hey, the cat, I think the cat got into a plant it shouldn't have, right?
See, Jimmy
got sick yesterday.
Bad time to forget a phone.
Well, she could be dead.
The cat gets into plants. Sure.
Could be dead. It wasn't a marijuana plant either. It was one of the poisonous ones a cat.
That's no good.
Yeah, so she's been kind of sick
it's
there.
A very vulnerable feeling not having your phone on you, and you'd think it'd be a very free feeling.
Sometimes it is, but when you know there's stuff you need to take care of and handle and text messages that are coming in that involve things that are kind of timely, you kind of need your phone.
And I know how much you like surfing Reddit. When you're on the bathroom, on the toilet here.
Well, anywhere for that matter. I love the Reddit.
What's the thread you go to?
Doesn't matter.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.